Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Thank you. Are you ready for the Word of God today?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I would like to review a little bit. We are in the series called Great Grace. We have learned that the grace of God is about the presence of God. And in the book of Acts chapter 4, God gave great grace to all the believers in the early church. The reason God gave grace and favor to His people, because He is a kind and tender God. The superior means God the Creator reaches down to the inferior in kindness to help the weaker or the inferior. So when we talk about grace, actually we talk about kindness. Because of God's kindness, we receive His grace. He is a gracious God. He is a kind and merciful God. And as we humble ourselves to depend on Him, fear Him and obey Him, we receive more grace. And we can let the grace and the favor of God or the kindness of God flow through us to touch other people. In this lesson, we're going to learn about the kindness of God and also allow God to use us to reveal or to manifest His kindness to people around us. Last Sunday, we were learning about the virtuous woman in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. And in that lesson, we learned that this woman feared God so much. She was so full of the grace of God to the point that she was a super mom. She was able to take care of her family, her husband. Her husband received honor in the midst of the elders of the city. She was praised by her children. She was able to do business and sewing and producing clothes and nothing lacking in her family. And because she received so much grace and favor from God, she extended her grace and favor and kindness to the poor, to her husband, to her children. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 25 to 26, I review a little bit here. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16, a gracious woman retains honor. In NIV say, a kind-hearted woman gains respect. God uses a godly mom or a godly woman to demonstrate one of His character, that is kindness or graciousness. Thank God that man can be kind too, but man show kindness in a different way from a woman. But God emphasizes that the woman, the godly woman, really demonstrate the kindness of God in a very unique way. Man can do the same, but maybe in a different way. And the New Testament also talk about a godly woman as well, not only in the book of Proverbs, the Old Testament. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. The Bible says, wife, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wife. And when they see the purity and reverence of your life, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as bearded hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Verse 4. Indeed, it should be that your inner self, the unfading New King James Version said, the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. How many times you can read in the Bible this phrase, very precious, of great worth in the sight of God? Very rare. And God commended a woman with a quiet and gentle spirit, the unfading, the incorruptible beauty of that attractive spirit, quiet and gentle or kind spirit, as very worthy in the eyes of God. Many people may think that a quiet and gentle woman is a weak and depressed woman, which is not true. Actually, the woman who has incorruptible beauty of the quiet and gentle spirit is very attractive and very worthy in the eyes of God. What is the opposite to quiet and gentle? Loud and proud and pushy. You don't want to be loud and proud and pushy. Sometimes people can wear finest clothes, have very expensive, beautiful hairstyle, but they can be ugly on the inside. You can get close to those people, and after a few minutes, you say, oh, I don't want to get close to this person because she is ugly on the inside. She is so prideful, so loud, so pushy and demanding and very, very manipulative. God is not saying that women cannot wear nice clothes, have nice stuff and nice jewelry. No, it doesn't mean that way. But God tried to say that as a woman, we should not depend on the outward appearance only. What is more important is our inner self, the spirit. And he said that the most beautiful thing for a woman is to have a kind heart, a gentle and quiet heart. Many people think that if we are kind, gentle, tender, and quiet, it means we are weak. They equate meek and weak as the same thing. In fact, to be able to control your emotion, control your tongues, and control your action is the character of strength. People cannot control their tongues if they are weak. You must be very strong in order to be calm, gentle, and kind no matter what happened around you. The reason many people are so harsh, so pushy, so loud, because they are very insecure. They don't want to portray themselves as weak because they're so insecure inside them. So they have to overcompensate by yelling, by putting pressure on people to show that I am very strong, I have all, anything that I have, I'm so well equipped, I'm a very strong person. Actually, if you're strong, you don't need to be loud. You don't need to be pushy. You can be quiet and gentle. And when people say stupid things against you, when people treat you unfairly, you still smile. And you're still gentle, and you feel bad for that person. He doesn't do the right thing. You can pray for that person who torture you and do wrong thing to you. Because you're so strong that you can control your emotion, your mouth, and your action. You still smile, and you're still very nice and kind and tender to people. God definitely wants to demonstrate His kindness through the godly man and the godly woman. And I want you to learn how to be kind and to be godly, to be tender and gentle. Amen? Many of us have known about the character of God. But believe me, there's so much more that we can learn. You might have read many scriptures that I'm going to read today. And the Holy Spirit can give you deeper revelation of what we're going to read from scripture today. Amen. And we can go deeper in the understanding of one of the characteristics of God. That is kindness, graciousness, gentle, and tender. Psalm chapter 63 verse 3. The Bible says, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. The Bible says God's loving kindness is better than our breathing. It makes our life worth living. It's better than even life. God's loving kindness is so important. We depend on God's loving kindness. Psalm 103 verses 1 to 2. Praise of David, bless the Lord. O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The psalmist say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget his benefits. What are the benefits? Verses 3 to 5. These are the benefits from the Lord. Who forgive all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things. I agree. I have a good wife who cooks very well. That's the grace of God. The Bible says, when you get a wife, you get a good thing and you find favor. She cooks very good food. Satisfy my mouth and my stomach. Especially her chai yo, Vietnamese spring roll, very delicious. So that your youth is renewed. That's why I look younger than age, because I have the favor of God through my wife. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You see the benefit. Number one, healings. Number two, deliverance. Number three, forgiving of our iniquities. And number four, he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. In other words, he just wrapped around you. He put on you. A while ago, when I was standing there worshiping God, and I say, God, I cannot preach this message without your grace, without your loving kindness. Suddenly, I feel from heaven, when I reach out my hand to Jesus, I feel from heaven the sensation of kindness come over my head and just fill my life. And the loving kindness and the tender mercy of God crowd upon me and wrap around me so that I can preach the message today. I can do this out of the loving kindness and tender mercy of God. God wants to reveal his character to the church. The devil had lied to the people of God for many, many centuries. He said that God is very mean, very upset, very angry, and very harsh on people. But actually, it's not true. God is very holy and pure. He loves people. He sent Jesus to die for sinners. His love is not just emotion. Actually, love is a person, and his name is Jehovah. Love takes action. He need not only say, I loved you, but he took action of sending Jesus to die on the cross. He gave the rain and the sunshine to the righteous and the unjust. He showed action of love to mankind. Think about how big and how powerful he is. He is the one who created the whole universe. How many galaxies were created by God? He's so powerful, but he's also tender and merciful and kind and gracious. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. At the time of creation, the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, the earth is without form, void, and darkness is over the face of the deep. And the Holy Spirit was hovering over the surface of the water. And suddenly, the Father spoke the word of authority, let there be light. Let there be animal. And the Holy Spirit moved with power. And then the light came. He was so powerful. The Holy Spirit was so powerful. But as he was, he's so powerful when he showed up at the Jordan River. When Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, he came in the form of a dove. He could have come as a big elephant. He could have come as a big lion and like a big whale, but he chose to come as a dove. Because he want to show to mankind that even though he was so powerful and was so supernatural, he was a creator, but he also very gentle, gracious, kind, and tender. He loves us so much that he doesn't want to overwhelm us. He doesn't want to scare us. That's why Jesus came as a baby. The Holy Spirit came as a dove. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he entered on the back of a donkey, not on a big white horse, to show that he's such a big soldier. He came in a gentle way and kind way. Psalm 116 verse 5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. We should meditate on this truth on and on and on. And we need to believe that our God is kind and gracious and merciful. Psalm 117 verses 1 to 2. This chapter of the Bible has only two verses. I believe that the Holy Spirit put only two verses in this chapter for a good reason. Let's look at the first verse. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, mean praise him, all you peoples. Why we should praise God? Why? Because he is powerful. Verse 2 emphasize the reason we should praise God: for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Wow. The reason we praise God, because we experience his grace. We have experienced his kindness, his mercy, his tenderness, his favor upon our life. Yesterday, I was talking to Patrick. He and I both agree that God showed kindness to both of us even before we were born again. God showed kindness to Patrick. He told me that he wanted to get the student visa from his nation to come, from Africa to come here. He was growing up in a poor family. He could not even get a bus to go to the American embassy. He has to walk a long way. By the time he got to American embassy, he was sweating. His clothes were filled of sweat, and all the rich people there didn't want to come close to him because he started to have the sweat on his body. But a lot of people walk out of the American embassy with tears because they could not get the visa. But when Patrick handed the paperwork to the American lady in that embassy, she smiled and she said, come back this afternoon. And in the afternoon came, she stamped the visa for him. He walked out with big smile and still walked back home. No bus, no taxi, no money. But now he is an ARNP in America. He is finishing PhD of nursing. At that time, Patrick did not even know God. But God showed his tender mercy to him, kindness to him. That's why as Christians, we praise God. We praise God. We worship God. When you come to church on Sunday, don't stand there here and just look at the PowerPoint up there. You just raise hand and praise God. You're so kind to me. You're so tender to me. You're so gracious to me, God. I want to praise you with all my might. I want to praise you with all my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I have a long story how God showed kindness to me. I don't have time to share today. Just share about Patrick's life first. Amen. In Exodus chapter 22, we learn about the nature of God. When you learn about what God told the children of Israel, how they should behave, how they should do things together, you will see the character of God in Exodus chapter 22. In this chapter, the Bible talks about somebody borrow a person money. And that person who let go the money can take the garment in pledge. But look at what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 22, verses 26 to 27. If you ever take your neighbor's garment in pledge, your neighbor borrow your money, so you can take it as a pledge. You shall give it back to him before the sun goes down. For that is his only covering, his clothing for his body. In what shall he sleep? When he cries to me, I will hear, for I am gracious and merciful. It did not matter how this person who borrowed money got himself into a big financial mess. And when he borrowed money from you, you would take a garment. In that generation, they don't have air condition, they don't have heater. So when the sun goes down, the temperature goes down, the garment is used as a blanket to sleep at night. And God said that even though he was in the financial mess, but because I'm a gracious and merciful God, when he cried out to me, I'm going to tell you, return the garment, even though you don't get the money back yet. You still need to show kindness to that man who has no blanket and no clothes to put on his body. You can see how God is so kind to a person who got himself in a mess. How many people got yourself in a mess in the past? Oh yes, I did. I got myself in a mess so many times because I make so many mistakes. But God still merciful and gracious to you and me. That is the character of God. We should show kindness to other people who got themselves in a mess against us as well. Amen? In this world, there is so much rudeness, carelessness, coldness, hardness, harshness, and selfishness. People are taught, you must stand up for yourself, you must be tough, you must not be a doormat, you must yell, you must threaten people so that they will do what you want. That is the way of the world. But that is not God's way. God's way is not to be rude, to be hard, to be harsh, to be careless, to be cold and selfish. God blesses, so we should bless other people. God show his graciousness and kindness to us. We should show our kindness and graciousness to other people as well. Luke chapter 6, verses 35 to 36. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. You will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful just as your Father also is merciful. The Bible says we should love our enemies. I told Pastor Da, wow, I was so convicted by this sermon when I read this passage. Because so many people hurt my feeling. But sometimes I have to face them. And should I just ignore them and try to walk away the other direction? Because they hurt my feeling. They disappointed me. No, God say, love your enemies. Do good by faith, not in fear. Love is in action. We need to do good to those who even don't appreciate us or hurt us and do evil to us. God is so kind. He is kind to those who don't appreciate him and do evil things against him. We don't have to be hard in order to show that we are strong. Some father may want to teach their children or their sons, you must be very tough, okay? You need to be very hard so that you can show that you are a strong man. You don't need to teach your children to be harsh, to be rude, to be loud. Because you can be secure. You can be strong on the inside of you. You can be securely anchored and unmovable. And when the pressure comes upon your life against you, you can just sweetly smile. And you can be kind to people around you. Because you have God on the inside of you. God is so strong. But at the same time, God is so kind and merciful. You don't need to cry like a baby. You don't need to pound the table and yell and scream at people. You can still smile and be tender, gentle, and kind, just like God. Amen? God did not come into the world, shake the world, and scream out of heaven and say, "This is my planet Earth. You have to do my way, not your way." No. He is very gentle and kind to all of us. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 3. We talk about wife, now we talk about husband. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them, with their wife, with understanding, giving honor to the wife, as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. The Bible says, wife, a woman, a weaker vessel. The Bible does not say, woman is a weaker person. No. Vessel means the body. Woman has a weaker body than man, except some women that do a lot of workout and even stronger than me. But normally, women are weaker than man. Some women are very strong. Okay. So the Bible talk about the physical body, that the man's physical frame is stronger than woman. So you can see here that God used both men and women to demonstrate or to exhibit or reveal the character of God. Yes, God used the strength of the physical of man to show the strength of God. Yes, God used the kindness, gentleness, and quiet spirit of a woman to show the mercy, the kindness, graciousness of God. It doesn't mean that man cannot be kind, but women tend to be more kind and more tender than man. And it doesn't mean that woman cannot be strong physically. Woman can be strong physically, but to show the strength, man show better in strength. That's what the Bible tried to say. So both man and woman, when a man and woman get married and live together, they both show the complete character of God. The strength, everyone say strength. And kindness, everyone say kindness. Yes, we both can show in a different way, the man and the woman. Mama is usually rescuer. Sometime when I was young, and I think you did the same thing, when I get into trouble, I did not run to my dad, because he liked to carry either injection needle or he liked to give me inject vitamin when I was young. My dad did the injection himself. Or he carried a whip. I usually ran to my mother. You know why I ran to my mother? How many people like to run to your mother more than your dad? Oh, I see. Me too. Okay. I ran to my mother because my mother tend to be kind. The dad tend to be less kind than the mom. Because you expect kindness from your mama. If I cannot get kindness from my mama and my daddy, I run to my grandmother. Because sometimes the mother and the father can be tough. But I know, and I know, when I run to my grandmother, she will say, "That's all right, baby. That's all right, baby." Even though my mom and my dad is fed up with me and run me off, but I know my grandmother will welcome me and hug me and say, "It's all right, it's all right. Don't worry about it." Amen? Both the godly mom and the godly grandmother reveal the kindness and the mercy of God, the graciousness of God. God is kind even to the unthankful and to the evil. Amen? That's why the Bible says, man, husband, you need to reveal your strength in a godly way. How? Colossians 3:19. You know, you can be strong, but you don't need to be harsh. You don't need to yell. You don't need to hit your wife, throw things, or be rude to your wife. Colossians 3:19. Husbands, love your wife and do not be harsh with them. Sometimes men want to show strength by being harsh, by yelling. No, you don't need to do that. You can be so strong You don't need to be pushy. You can be kind, tender, and merciful. Because you're so strong, you can overcome your own flesh and your own weaknesses. Amen? You can just smile to your wife, and you don't need to cry like a baby. You can still be tender and merciful to your wife and to your children. Amen? Hallelujah. What does God tell husband to do here? The husband should portray the leadership, the strong leadership of God, and at the same time, the kindness of God. You can be a strong leader in the house, but at the same time, you are so kind to your wife and to your children. That is the way God is. He's so strong. He is of great leadership. He has great leadership. But at the same time, He's merciful, gracious, tender, and kind. What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Holy Spirit does not have a mean and pushy personality. The fruit of the Holy Spirit will be stand out, will be very important factor in your witnessing for Christ. When people see your kindness, your love, your joy, they want to know your God. Rudeness, abruptness, and hardness are seen everywhere in the world because people don't have the Holy Spirit. Some people say, I say the right word. I speak the truth. But be careful. You can speak the truth. You can speak the right word. But you can speak it rudely and harshly. You need to make sure that you don't have the abrupt tone of voice. You need to make sure that you don't raise your volume of voice. You need to speak the truth in love, in kindness, and gentleness. How many people believe that you can choose to speak whatever way you want? Let me ask you this question. When you walk into your boss office, will you yell at your boss? Why not? You can get fired. And you can lose the promotion this year. You can make a choice to speak very gently and kindly to your boss. But why when you come home, you can take it for granted and you yell at your wife and you just be harsh and be rude and use high volume to your children and your wife. Why? Because you think that she will never run away. Is that right? You take it for granted. So the same thing, you make a choice to be very kind and to be very tender and gentle to the people in your family. Amen? Harshness and sharpness will cause people to freeze up. Ephesians 4. Verses 30 to 32. Ephesians 4, 30 to 32. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. The Bible said, do not grieve the Spirit of God. I want to tell you one thing. It's very, very hard to grieve and to offend the Holy Spirit. Even though you do the right thing only 3%. The Holy Spirit will come to you. Good son, good daughter. At least you do good for 3%. We are all imperfect. We all make mistakes. Your mistake with the right heart do not offend the Holy Spirit. You make mistake, but if your heart is correct, unless your heart is so terrible, your heart is so off, then you offend the Holy Spirit and you will grieve the Holy Spirit. But if your heart is right and you make mistake, God still come to you in kindness and mercy and graciousness and say, okay, do it again. I will help you. I will give more grace to you. I will show my mercy to you. Amen? But the Bible says, the principle, how not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Verse 31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. How do we avoid grieving and offending the Holy Spirit? We need to avoid bitterness, rage, anger, yelling, being harsh, being hard, being rude, being pushy, being manipulative, saying things to offend people, to hurt people's feelings. We need to be careful. And if we want to please the Holy Spirit, what we should do? We should be, the verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. How many people want to please God? How do you please God? The Holy Spirit. Be kind. Everyone say, be kind. Be compassionate. Forgiving. When you are born again, the Holy Spirit pour out the love of God into your heart. If you keep that love of God, the kindness and the mercy of God, at that moment and from at that time on, you will be aware of people around you. You will be aware of what's going on in their life. And you will be aware and you will be concerned about how you say, and your action will impact their emotion and their feeling. Have you ever seen people who walk into the room and don't even care you exist in that room? Have you ever seen that? People walk in and they just mean their own business. Nowadays, people have an iPhone. I see this in the hospital. I walk into the lunchroom, all the nurses and doctors just... they don't even know that you sit close to them and eating lunch with them. They just mean their own business. But when you have love, you walk in, you are aware that somebody sit there, oh, that person look tired. You may say, oh, are you tired? Can I get a water for you? You are kind. You're merciful because the love of God flow into you to be patient and kind and to show love and kindness to people around you. Amen? If everywhere you go, you make three people cry. If everywhere you go, you leave a trait of problem or heartache and make people discouraged, you are not walking like a child of God. In fact, if you walk as a child of God, everywhere you go, people should be lifted up. People should sense the kindness of God to your life. People should be exhorted and be built up, be encouraged by your life because you are so full of kindness and graciousness and mercy. Amen? Sometimes you have to turn your volume down. Sometimes you have to pause. Sometimes you have to slow down. You have to think, what I'm going to say right now affect this person's emotion or not? How he going to perceive what I say? You have to think, what is the right thing to say? If you're very sensitive to the Holy Spirit and you show kindness to people around you, God going to work with you and God going to help you to say the right thing with the right tone of voice, at the right time, because you are caring, kind, tender, and merciful to people around you, just as God is merciful to the unthankful and to those who do evil. Amen? Amen. And we will be kind and compassionate to one another and forgiving one another. Let me wrap up this sermon by showing the relationship of a mother with a nursing child. A baby was in the womb of a mom, and when the baby is born, the baby received the first gentle touch from a nursing mom and received a kind voice. Baby, I love you. Tanida, Chiku, I love you. And the mom will hold the baby in kindness, a touch. That baby doesn't even have the ability, the cognitive ability to differentiate between man and God yet. The baby doesn't know any language yet. But the soft touch and the kind and soft word from the mouth of the mom make the baby understand and sense joy, peace, love, and kindness of God. And look at what the Old Testament and the New Testament say about the mom compared to God and children compared to people. In Isaiah chapter 49 verses 14 to 16, but Zion said, mean the children of Israel say, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though, listen carefully, she may forget. I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Have you ever seen mother who delivered a baby at the hospital, released by the doctor, got to home, and 3 days later say, oops, I forget my baby at the hospital. Have you ever seen one? Not a chance. It will be extremely rare to see that kind of mom who forget her own baby. But even a mom forgets her own baby, God say, I will never forget to show my kindness and mercy to you. Can a man exhibit the kindness of God? Yes, a man can exhibit the kindness of God to people as well. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 to 9. We were not looking for praise from men. This was written by an anointed man of God who performed signs and wonder, healing, preached to the Gentiles, planted many churches, very strong man who has strong faith, has gone up to the third heaven, has seen Jesus, has been touched by the fire at the road to Damascus. He preached without compromise. He's a man that turned the world upside down. Everywhere he went, either riot or revival. This is the kind of man that we talk about. I think he's a very strong man. Okay? What he say? And not from you or anyone else. As apostle of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. Paul called himself a gentle person. He was gentle toward his members, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our life as well, because you had become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. Paul, a man of God, was so gentle and tender and kind, like a mother toward her children. My brothers and sisters, should both men and women be kind, tender, gracious, and also merciful to other people? Can we do that? All men and women in this room, are you going to be kind from now on? Are you going to be more tender? Amen. Are you going to watch your mouth now? Watching your mouth, what you say? Not to hurt people's feeling? Not to practice rage and anger and harshness and hardness and callousness, selfishness and yelling and raising your voice? Can we be calm, quiet and gentle? Amen? Do you have a desire for the Lord to reveal himself to you in kindness and mercy? Do you want to experience more grace of God? I want to. If I want to experience more grace of God, I need to show grace to other people. Be gracious to other people. How many people want God to be gracious to you? Will you promise God that from now on you will be gracious to other people? To your husband, your wife, your kids, and to people around you? Yes. Amen. You can be angry, but do not sin. Push your flesh down and yield to the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 20, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. You have two choices. Be rude, be harsh, be loud, be mean. Or be kind, gracious, merciful, tender, gentle, and mild and forgiving. Which choice you make? I choose the second one. Everyone say, I will be kind, gracious, merciful, gentle, tender, from now on. May the Holy Spirit help me to put my flesh under the power of God. Anytime I get upset, I will not quench the Holy Spirit. I will yield to the Holy Spirit and still smile, and I will be kind to people around me. Lord, make me strong. Make me have an incorruptible beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He clapped hand too. Praise God. If you don't know Jesus, I'd like to encourage you to give your life to Jesus Christ. Very simple. The Bible says that if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. If you believe in your heart now, God is real. Jesus is your Savior. He died on the cross for you. And you confess with your mouth today, God received you into the kingdom. And you will begin to experience more of the goodness and the grace of God. Would you like to pray with me? Follow my prayer. Amen. God is waiting for you to come back home. Give your life to Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Follow my prayer. Father in heaven, you are the kind and merciful God. You crown me with loving kindness. You show your love to me, Lord, by sending Jesus Christ, your Son, to die on the cross, to pay for my sins, to carry my sickness, to break the curse in my life, to give me abundant life and eternal life. Oh Lord, I repent of my sin. I yield to you, Lord. From now on, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I will walk with you daily from now on. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If today you feel that you still struggle with anger and sometimes could not control yourself, I'd like to pray for you that God will help you to be more self-control, more calm, more kind, and gentle. Now, we all are not perfect. We sometimes blow it. Sometimes we make mistakes. We could not control our emotion. But God can help us. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is kindness and gentleness. So may the Holy Spirit touch you today and impart into you more of His kindness, more of His love and gentleness, and you will become a changed person. You become a super mom, super husband, and you will be demonstrating the strength and the kindness and the leadership of God. Amen. If you want to do so, I will pray for you, but if you need to go somewhere else, I understand. Amen. Father, today, those who want to be prayed for, Lord, may the Holy Spirit touch them, change their life, and help them to become more like Christ. May the fruit of the Holy Spirit be in full capacity, in full operation in their life, Father. And from now on, they will experience the great grace of God. Your grace shall demonstrate, shall reveal in their life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to be prayed for, I will pray for you here. Thank you, Jesus. Ask the Lord to change you, to touch you. Thank you, Lord. Focus on the Lord. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Good idea. Thank you, Jesus. Kurakaski. Silaka papa chiketriya lakaski. Thank you, Jesus. Koshka papa kaski. Hallelujah. Kindness. May the Holy Spirit fill your heart with the love of God. More kindness. More gentleness. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, burn all the flesh, burn all the flesh, burn the way of man, fill with the way of God. Be free, be free. Be filled. Kindness. 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 Be filled with kindness. Be kind. Be shukur. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Be healed by the kindness, by the grace of God. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Jesus, be healed. Fire, fire, be healed. Faith, faith. Hallelujah. More grace. More grace. More grace. Favor of God upon your life. Just like He did to Mary. He did to Esther. Grace. He did to many ladies in the Bible. Yes, Lord. More grace. More mercy. Filled. 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 more kindness. More of God. More of God. More of God. Grace. 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 More grace upon your life. May the grace of God work in your personal life, in your family, in your marriage, in your parenting. Become a virtuous woman, full of grace in your life. Grace, more, bless you. More kindness, grace. More grace. Become a virtuous woman. Become a woman of Proverbs 31. Become a woman in 1 Peter chapter 3. Fill with the presence and the kindness of God. Kindness of God. Yes, Lord. Fire. 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 Yes, Lord. Kindness. Oh, kindness. Learn to your life. Mercy. Favor of God upon your life. From today on, your life will be better. The goodness of God will increase. The grace of God will increase in your life. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Fill your home with heaven, with the presence of the Lord. Feel presence, God. The presence of God. Fire. Anything that hinder you, block you from entering into the higher level of God must be removed. The mountains must be removed in the name of Jesus. Bless. 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 Bless you. Bless you. The presence of God. The presence of God. The presence of God. Fill your life. More. 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 More presence of God. More of the presence. More of the presence. Grace, fill with the grace of God, filled with the kindness of God, filled with the favor, the presence. Thank you, Jesus. Phil, never be the same. May the Lord show His kindness to you, help you. He give grace to the humble, more grace, because you humble yourself before the Lord. The grace of God will increase in your life. You will never be the same. With more grace, with more favor. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. More grace. Shukumbrashi. Shukumbre yala kasila. More grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. More. More grace. Shukumbrashi. Shukumbrashiya. Shukumbrashantala papa. Shunkumbriyala kaskitar dgoryalache. Shumbriyala kaskitar yalapa. Shumbra kaskintar yalapambari kaskitar yalapa. Umbriyala kaski yala kaskitar papa. Umbri ghanti ketar yala kaskitar. Fire. More fire. More. Phil. More. More grace. More grace. More grace. Presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord give you thicker presence. Yes, Lord. Never be the same. Bless you, my daughter. I bless you. Give you more grace. More anointing. More wisdom, more caring heart, more kindness, more mercy, more graciousness, more tenderness. Change by the power of the Holy Spirit. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Tender mercy. Loving kindness. Loving mercy. The grace of God be revealed in your life. And through your life. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Yes, Lord. More of the Holy Spirit. Less of you. More of the Spirit and less of yourself, less of your flesh. I bless you. Jesus. Hallelujah. More grace, more wisdom, more strength. A woman of strength, a woman of kindness. A woman of wisdom, a woman of grace, grace. by Christ in Jesus' mighty name. May the Spirit of God change you, work in you. Spirit of God, work in your life. More kindness, more wisdom, more gentleness, more love, more strength. Strength in your spirit. Beauty in the spirit. Become more like Jesus. God's nature work in you. Fire. Yes, Lord. Fire. Feel more fire, more fire, more the things of God. Hallelujah. Become a man of God, full of strength, full of kindness, a man just like Jesus by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Become a man of God, full of strength, full of wisdom, full of kindness. Yes, Lord. More grace in this home. More grace for Kwak, for Jasmine, for their two sons, for Saki, for Joshua. Yes. The situation in this home will be filled of the glory of the Lord. Bless them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Get involved with this home, with life with her children. I plead the blood of Jesus upon the shield of protection upon this family. Give her, Lord, supernatural ability to be a super mom, to be that woman in Proverbs chapter 31. Empower her, Father. Filter with your grace and your spirit, Lord, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a man of God, filled him with the Spirit of God. There will be the same fire. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Use her, Father, to bring salvation to people around. To her daughters, to her husband. May Proverbs chapter 31 and 1 Peter chapter 3 be revealed. Yes, Lord. Fire, burn the old person, make her a new person, make her a new person, Lord. Fire. 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 The old is gone. The new has come. The old person is burned, but the Christ person come into you, and you become a new person in Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. New person in Christ Jesus. New person. Fire. Go ahead and cry. God is cleaning you up. Go ahead and cry. Go ahead. Don't worry. Just cry. Just let God clean you up. Let Him operate on you. Let Him change you. Fire! Burn! Burn! More grace! More grace! More grace! Sufficient grace! Fulfill the desire of her heart. Father, perform miracles! Perform miracles of salvation! Deliverance. Use her, Father. Yes.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
I'm so thirsty.
Through the